Happy New Year, you filthy animals. This is your Uncle Tom Torero with podcast 42 coming in your ears. Thank you very much for tuning in. Hope you had a wonderful Christmas. And we're here, 2016. It's upon us. I always get excited when you can see the year ahead stretched out. It's like when you're a kid and it's the beginning of the summer holidays and you can just see endless possibilities. I've just put out a video about how to seize the day, grab life by the horns. Don't just think about creating resolutions and promises, but less talking, more action, putting your money where your mouth is, showing, not telling, and doing. Tom Torero is all about taking action. And in the video, which has just gone up on my YouTube channel yesterday, I explain how to do it. The basis of it is habit forming. Yeah, it takes 66 days, around 66 days, to form a habit that becomes habitual, instinctive. You take it from thinking about doing it, your forebrain, into just repetitive muscle memory that's in the hindbrain. Whether you want to do push-ups every day or do something towards building a business every day or, drumroll please, approaching girls every day. So at least 2 months going out every day, period of immersion, to do day game. Now, lots of guys gasp, come up with the weasel excuses, say, I just don't have time. That's impossible. Talking to girls every day. Ridiculous, can't fit it in. Well, I'd argue that if you're listening to this podcast, it's about prioritizing what you want. And for most guys, even if you've got the CEO position and the Ferrari, it's still about women, whether that's sleeping with women or dating one woman at a time. Whatever you're in this for, women are carrot, yeah? They are the motivation. I say game is the Trojan horse. And up there for me, a massive, massive, massive drive, priority, is women. So you've got to make time for it, just like you make time with work. You make time going to work, commuting to work. You've got your lunch break where you could talk to one or two girls. You've got definitely half an hour after work, even when you're in the supermarket buying your dinner or you pop out to the shops at some point. You've got half an hour to do a few approaches. You've got some time on the weekend. I used to have that 9-to-5 teaching job and I'd still go out after work, knackered, and I had that resolution, which I turned into a habit of talking to girls every day until I got one number. So it was one number a day and I kept that up for about 2 years. So it's no surprise that day game becomes instinctive, ingrained. And then it looks like you're doing something naturally, but what you don't see when you see a good tennis player or a good guitar player is the hours and hours and hours of repetition and quote-unquote failure to get to that point. So it's about setting goals. That's the 10% of it, saying, okay, whatever, one girl at lunch break or going to speak to five girls every day. But more importantly, starting it, maintaining it for at least 2 months. So don't expect miracles immediately. Guys, you know, do a few sessions of day game and say, it's not working. You've really got to give it a fair, neutral shot, record your results if you want, and give it a chance to work. Give yourself a chance to understand the basic principles and ingrain the London day game model and to switch from the nice guy to the player, etc., etc. That's what this podcast is about, tracking your progress, because I'm a little bit fed up of this myth of outcome independence. Certainly if you're a beginner, I understand what it means, the myth of outcome independence, when they say, sure, you've got to be in this to get better at game, but you've also got to have a freedom from outcome. I call it being the Buddha as well, yeah? You can't be too on, because it looks needy. And theoretically, that's correct. But when you're a beginner, you really do need to have a focused goal, focused targets. You need to schedule your day game like when you're going to the gym. Or if you're eating clean, you need to know what you're buying and what you're cooking. So for a beginner, I'd forget this Zen Buddha outcome independence. First, you've got to go, like I always say, through the badass, and then you can swing back the other way. And it's a true statistic that more than 80% of guys who start day game, perhaps they've done a boot camp or a little bit of training, they drop out very quickly because they try for a little bit. They get this harsh feedback from reality. They don't like it. They don't realize that girls are going to say no. Girls are going to flake. Girls are going to give LMR. And they sink into the old bad habits again. So they never get the momentum. they never get that internalization. Maybe they come back to it again and it feels rusty and they try again and they drop out. Even worse, they keep switching between day game and night game and online game and this coach and this coach and this coach, hoping for like a magic pill. When, like I've said in previous recordings, the basis of game rules are unchanging. They're always going to be the same. So you need to learn them and internalize them and choose a system. So choose day game, choose night game, choose mastering Tinder, whatever you choose. You've got to stick with it. Yeah, you've really, really got to give it your best shot. Like I've just said, for at least 66 days. But I'd say with day game, well, we're going to come on to stats and ratios, but half a year. Give this system half a year of going out regularly. Okay, now by game, let's just kick this off with a quick definition. Gaming girls, I'm not talking about horrible MILFs or minger fatties from online or dodgy Tinder dates. I'm talking about good game. Okay, so the definition of a good lay in terms of pickup is that the girl is younger than you and she's hotter than you. And she's quote-unquote purer than you. Yeah, she's had less lays than you. Yeah, you can have some really fit MILFs. So I'm not saying, you know, a MILF is not a lay, but they're the exceptions. You shouldn't be having them regularly. They can't be your staple diet. Okay, really you're going for what all men find attractive, younger, hotter girls. And therefore you know that she's not just an easy yes girl. This is game, all right? Now, we're going to give in this podcast some expected stats, some expected ratios. But again, the disclaimer is all of this depends on your baseline sexual market value, what you're starting game with. Some guys have very strong SMV, sexual market value. Some guys need to do a lot of work on other factors too. So you've got your current SMV and how much you're already working towards your potential SMV, because remember they're different. SMV is relative and fluid, it can change. So that's the disclaimer. Don't say, well, it's different for me, or that didn't work for me, or my friend had these kind of results. This is just a very rough approximation of what I've seen with myself, with other very good day gamers, and hundreds, probably now thousands of students that I've taught. Okay, how many sets do you need to do, whether you're a beginner, intermediate, or whatever? Most active day gamers around the world that are good are doing between 30 and 50 approaches a week. When you're a beginner, try to do more, like 50, and you can dial it down as you get better and better. But 30 approaches to 50 approaches a week, going out 3 nights a week after work and doing 10 approaches, so 10, 10, 10, that makes 30, and then a long session on Saturday or Sunday of 20, 30 and 20, that's your 50. You can vary that, but that gives you an idea of the reps. Okay, so no point going out and doing 3 a week and saying it's not for me, it doesn't work. Because remember the yes, no, maybe. It's not a numbers game, but we're improving our odds. And there's always going to be girls that are no. We're going to find some lucky yeses, but game is played with the maybe girls, converting the maybe girls, okay? Now, I would class a guy who's done no to 200 approaches as a beginner. Okay, so under 200 approaches, you don't really know what's going on. You shouldn't be micromanaging or recording yourself. It's very volatile. You're just jumping in. You're going to have brain freeze. You're going to have high AA. You're going to run out of things to say, eject in the middle of the set. You're going to get flaky numbers, nice guy dates, whatever. And you could do 200 approaches in somewhere between just starting out and let's say 4 months. Okay, so that's the period, beginner's hell. You just got to battle through that. So you desensitize yourself. You've got some momentum. And just the basics of cold approach, you're getting used to the approach and the stack. Yeah. Now, if you've done between 200 and let's say 500 approaches, somewhere between 4 and 6 months, you could say you're pre-intermediate. All right. You have a rough idea of the London Day Game model. You might be recording a few sessions as an MP3 or on a dictaphone. You know the model, you know where you're slipping up, you know your blind spots, you know your weasels, and you know your sticking points. And you're getting numbers, and they're quite flaky. We'll come on to that. If you've done between 500 and 1,000, so somewhere half a year of day game, that's kind of intermediate. And any more than 1,000, any more than doing day game a lot for more than a year, you're beyond intermediate, you're upper intermediate, and then the sky's the limit, okay? Again, remember, you're coming at this with a different baseline sexual market value, SMV, to another guy. So you've got to consider the elements of a male SMV. Go back to the talk I did with Nick Krause on that. And check out all the different aspects of male SMV and write them as a list. That's a good January activity. Where are your strengths? Where are your weaknesses? Because cold approach is a funnel. It funnels your SMV. It's part of your SMV as well, because it's very attractive to go up and be confident and charismatic. But it's like a laser beam approach to delivering your SMV. I call it an SMV delivery mechanism. That's what the hustle is. So the stronger your starting point, obviously, the better. Now, what results can be expected from those kind of timetables for beginner, pre-intermediate, intermediate, and upper intermediate? Well, a beginner, most of his numbers that he collects are going to flake. Now, by flake, we mean she either doesn't text back to your first text, or she texts for a little bit, it's a bit weak, and then she just vanishes. Okay, and you certainly don't have a date with her or sleep with him. So a beginner might get one or maybe two dates a month, and he needs to talk to 150, maybe more girls, depending on the baseline SMV, to get his first day game lay. Okay, now I always say to beginners, you know, beggars can't be choosers. You're not going for that dream Victoria's Secret 10 or your whatever your idea of a 9 or 10 is. You know, don't be fussy. If you're currently getting laid with not very attractive girls or not very attractive MILFs off Tinder and online, don't be fussy if your day game is 6. Push yourself to day game lots and lots of 7s. And then, you know, the 8s start coming along and the odd 9s. So, you know, be realistic. Again, PUA marketing, often the American style marketing. I spoke about that in my last podcast. It's spammy and it's just advertising, okay? Right, you get past that into pre-intermediate. And let's say 3/4 of the numbers you get flake. Because remember, you're probably running nice guy game where you're forcing the number. You're not revealing your intent. She doesn't really know what you want. The interactions are too quick. You're sending mixed signals. You might get a couple of dates a month and maybe, I don't know, one lay every 100 plus sets. Okay, again, very rough ideas. Intermediate, maybe 2/3 of your numbers flake, 2 out of 3. You might be going on 3 dates a month, maybe 4. And you're bringing your lay down to having to do between 70 and 100 sets. And, you know, this is why it's important, because guys say, well, forget about stats, forget about ratios, it's competitive, it's notch counting, it's rubbish. No, it's not. This is a skill set that you need to track as a beginner, yeah? Repetition, internalization, muscle memory, desensitization, momentum. If you did any other sport, let's say you were doing tennis, and you were learning the tennis skill set, of course you would track your results. So beginning game and pick up, it's no different. So eye on the prize, let's know what's going on. So that was intermediate. Now upper intermediate and anything beyond that, be quite happy if half your numbers flake. And I can hear guys going, what, you don't get 100% of the girls out who give you their number? No. That's just the way of the world. You know, she might be in a bad mood. She might have a boyfriend. She might be about to get married. Her dog died. She's stressed. She didn't like you. She was just trying to get rid of you. She's weird. Whatever. That's just the laws of the universe, if you believe in that stuff. Half your numbers are solid and they come out. Half your numbers, you don't get them out. That's pretty good. Okay, I don't know any guy that's getting, 100% hit rate. It's great if you're getting one date a week or more than one date, you know, 2 or 3, that's fantastic. And you're getting laid from between, 30, 40, 50, 60, maybe 70 sets. If you can get one younger, hotter girl, she's not a yes girl, but, you know, you converted her using the Torero toolkit, the Street Hustle toolkit, you got her using proper game skills, then that's great. Because if you're only, quote unquote, sleeping with one new younger hotter girl a month, that's 12 a year. And bear in mind that the average guy, they throw this statistic around online, the average guy in the world sleeps with 7 women in his lifetime. So if you're sleeping with 12 very attractive, pleasant girls every year, and you're, you know, staying a free bachelor until you're at least 35, and you've just got into game and maybe you're 21, 22, that's a lot of women, okay? My personal target, and other coaches I know, guys that have been in day game for a long time, Really, I should be getting 2 lays a month minimum, okay, if I'm actively day gaming, if I'm not in proper hibernation or loved up for some reason. So 2 lays a month with a quality girl, so around 24 girls a year. I'm happy with that. Every year I'm, you know, pushing for the quality, trying to improve my odds, so approach less but get better results, etc., etc. So anything more than that, you know, imagine 1 lay a week, and you did that for 5 years, just, you can do the maths. So again, no guys getting every single girl. Don't believe that and pick up marketing spammy stuff. Okay, caveat, disclaimer again, because I've met this year, or 2015, I met 4-5 guys maybe who had become so obsessed with cold approach that they had become what I call serial openers. Okay, we know them as spammy day gamers, where they're not thinking, they just hear a podcast like this or they read stats like this online and they think, okay, Tom Torreira said, all I need to do is X number of approaches to get X lays. Here we go. And with very little skill and very little improvement on their SMV, you know, they just throw out all the game advice and they just open. I know one guy that had opened more than 1,000 women and he had had 1 or 2 dates and no lays because he wasn't learning intelligently. He was just opening, no. That's fine, the yes skill. I've said many times, if you did that throughout London or New York City, yeah, eventually you'd find some kind of girl who was just a gift from the gods, yes skill, but that's not game. And that's exhausting and you can't keep that up and it's burning whole streets for other day gamers, if you like, in some, you know, really cool areas. So intelligent learning from the feedback you get from the girl. Remember, the girl is your mirror. Learning from the advice a wing gives you. Recording yourself. Remember, not for the first 100, 200 sets, but after that, record yourself with a dictaphone or an MP3. Compare it to the recordings you hear from guys like me or guys who've been doing it a long time. And think, what's different? What am I doing that you're not doing? Are you stuck in comfort? Are you running out of things to say? Is it dull conversation? Are you sounding too robotic? Is your vibe off? Are you trying too hard? Are you being like an old school entertainer, pickup artist, and it's not calibrated to the environment, to the daytime, whatever? Are you speaking too quickly? Is your voice going up? Are you closing too quickly? Are you doing too much talking? Are you too agreeable, etc., etc., etc.? There's millions of things that can be going wrong. I've covered lots of them on my Street Hustle training videos, so you can compare what is going on. And then you can track your progress. So some guys are doing this blindly. They're just going out hoping for the best. For my first year, second year and third year, I kept Oxford University style stats. I had spreadsheets with how many sets I did, how many of them were harsh blowouts, how many of them hooked, how many numbers I got, how many Facebooks I got, who texted back, how many came on dates, how many did I kiss, how far did I get with the rest, and then how many lays. Now, that's very geeky, that's very obsessive. You don't want that to become your vibe. Remember, it's not pickup science, it's pickup arts. But certainly for the first year, you need to know what's going on. After that, you can take away the stabilizers and the scaffolding. You can start freestyling, putting that bubbly, fizzy energy into it, having a lot of fun with it. It's like learning to drive, you know, knuckle down, do your theory test, learn where the gears are, learn where the indicators are, learn to use the mirrors, learn on small roads, pick up your speed, eventually learn motorway driving, do an advanced driving course. And then, yeah, you can drive with the window down. You can be changing the music. You can be cheekily checking a text, whatever. You can be doing multiple things in a car if you've been driving for 3 or 4 years. It's just instinctive, it's automated. And that's why it looks, quote unquote, natural. I call it being supernatural, okay? Because in the beginning, it's probably 80% thinking about what you're doing, like I'm talking about in this podcast, and 20% coming up with things on the fly. But then after a few years, it should be 80% just relying on your vibe, like I do now, just looking after my vibe, sleeping well, eating well, being positive, not knackering myself out, not having day game burnout. And 20% of the time on the street or over texts or on dates or in my bedroom, yeah, I am thinking about structures, you know. Oh yeah, I'm doing too much pull, I need to vacuum, okay, try this Kino trick, or remember this cocky funny line. But most of the time, if you listen to my recordings of me on dates or pulling girls back or on the street, I'm just responding, I'm quote unquote in the moment. But I really say to beginners, don't get into all this hippie stuff. Don't rely on your vibe. Don't rely on coming up with amazing things to say. That would be madness in a car, wouldn't it? Or that would be madness trying to learn to play tennis and just jumping into Wimbledon and trying to wing it. So know what's going on. I can't repeat that enough. Know where you are. A guy should be able to tap you, I say, at any point in the pickup from open to close and say to you, oi, where are you? What's going on? Are you in attraction? Has she hooked? Is she investing? Are you spiking enough? Are you leading enough? Are you escalating enough? What's going on? Are we ready for the bounce? Is she compliant? Is she not compliant? You need to go back to comfort. You should know this stuff, all right? It's all out there for free on YouTube. And we want to be always up in the antics. So a beginner's going to be doing, you know, slow-moving tourists, single sets, obviously, which is very productive for day game. But then don't forget, you want to be doing the run around, Wheel of Fortune stop on faster moving girls, prettier girls, girls with headphones, girls who are texting, waiting girls, girls in a shop, shop assistants, girls who are sitting in cafes. Then build it up to two sets to practice your spiking and to practice your banter skills, yeah, and spinning two plates. Go through a period of practicing eye dates, so you get comfortable with that. Go through a period of just saying, okay, I'm going to do Tom Torero's burn your boats mission. You might have heard me talk about this, which is just leaving your phone at home, because remember, you can't fuck a phone number. So you go out, this is good for gutter game, but you can do it in the afternoon. You go out without a phone, without a wing. It's like being dropped into enemy territory, and you're saying, right, let's go as far as we can, you know, burning your boats like previous soldiers did, where the only option was to keep going. So you've got to push for the instant date. You've got to escalate. You've got to push to go to yours or to hers or to overcome difficult logistics, because it's all about the lay. So that's pushing things. And when I was in year number one and year number two of day game, if you read my first book, Day Game, you'll see that I went out with my wing, a great wing, who pushed me really hard on certain missions. Would say, okay, today we're going to do Posh Girls, King's Road. Today we're going to do Bohemian Girls in Camden. Today we're going to go for kiss closes. Today we're going to see how far we can take a girl together. Today we're going to do two set bounces. Today we're going to do gutter game. And then we moved into club promotion and we moved into all sorts of stuff. But that's how we did it. He was doing a PhD at the time. Now he's a hedge fund manager. And I was this geeky Oxford grad. And that was efficiency. Obviously now, I'm not going out on missions and really doing that, unless I'm with a student, but it really, really, really was effective. Okay, some other things to remember, right? You can't same day lay every girl. That's another pickup myth. You know, you feel guilty if you're not trying for a same day lay and it doesn't work. Not all girls. I talk about this in Day Game and also in Torero Travels. There's a certain type of girl. There's indicators to spot this type of girl. It's very good for practicing, but you shouldn't always be after, you know, trying to same day lay her. It's the same with trying to have sex on the first date. Now, I call that plan A. It's obviously the best option because you want to sleep with the girl as quickly as possible. Then you've got that clarity of vision. You can decide whether she's cool and you want to see her again, make her your girlfriend. But it really locks things down. So yeah, if you manage to get her back to your house on the first date or you go back to hers, that's great. That's the best strategy. But the truth is, from my data and other guys' data, maybe a quarter of girls, maybe less, are up for sex on the first date. You know, same delay, much smaller. But let's say a quarter or a fifth of girls are up for first date sex. Yep, it depends on the country you're in. So obviously, Dubai is going to be different to Las Vegas. But that's an approximation, yeah, even in London and New York. Now, about half the girls will sleep with you on the second date. A second date seems to be very normal in Middle Europe and Europe, even in London and America. Girls like, you know, not to feel super slutty. Doesn't mean she wants to be your girlfriend, but she just doesn't want that slutty feeling afterwards, yeah, because society's judging her and her friends are judging her and she's had bad one-night stand experiences in the past. So let's say half and maybe a quarter. It takes a third date. Obviously, in some former Soviet Union countries, yep, three dates is the norm. I don't personally go beyond three dates now, but when I started out in that book day game, I'm going on four dates, five dates, six dates, getting obviously put in the boyfriend box, the nice guy make him wait box. But that gives you an idea of approximation. So again, you shouldn't be thinking, why aren't all girls same day laying? Or why aren't all girls sleeping with me on the first date? This is not what I am reading about or hearing on YouTube. Yeah, it's obviously great when you get fast sex and that sells for advertising. That's why YouTube channels have stuff like that, and I put out audios like that. But in reality, over time, looking at data and normal distributions and means, this is what we really want to see. Okay, so I'll wrap it up there for approximations and tracking your progress. I've given you enough data. Please don't argue underneath this video or write to me saying, well, I think it's 63.4, or telling me anomalies, oh, I had a run of seven using blah 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 blah. We're looking at general data for guys from Los Angeles, Miami, New York, Sydney, Moscow, London, Berlin, Paris, wherever. Yeah, we've got to step back, zoom out. And remember, the disclaimer is about your baseline SMV. So a good January thing, like I said, would be to go back, listen to my things on sexual economics, or read my new book, Street Hustle, which has got a lot of this stuff in it, and just zoom out for yourself and say, what am I working on this year? What are my targets? What habits am I forming? What targets do I want per week, per month, etc., etc.? And then after that's your 10% thinking and planning, it's going to be 90% execution. So going out there and doing it. If you're still struggling with AA, get a wing or be brutal on yourself. It's like going to the gym, have a schedule, stick to it. If you're living in a very small town or city, I'm sorry, but like I've said before, prioritize this and take time out, sabbatical, go on a long weekend, just go somewhere where you have high volume. Because night gamers are lucky, they've got high volume clubs everywhere. Day gamers, we need foot traffic, we need anonymity, we need New York City, we need Santa Monica, we need Sydney, we need glorious, glorious London. All right, you need to be able to practice on a lot of girls, especially if you're a beginner. And don't be fussy. You're not going out there as a needy guy immediately trying to date a girl or find your wife. We say when we train guys, you're practicing the skill set. You're not practicing to get an immediate girlfriend. Yeah, it's all about the skill set. So nothing wrong with baby steps and starting small. There you go. Some little announcements at the end of this podcast 42. This year, I am going to be going, well, very soon, in a couple of days, in a few days' time, I'm going to Iceland. I'm going to Reykjavik to do some day game and see some sights. Then I'm off to Colombia in South America. And for a little bit, something secret in El Salvador, going via Miami for the Colombia trip. So I'll be in Miami just for a little bit. Then I've got some clients. I've got some exciting destinations for teaching already. I'm going to Singapore. That's booked in to teach. And I'm going to Estonia. That's booked in to teach. And then this year, in the spring, I'll definitely be in New York City working on a project and giving some talks and obviously doing some teaching. I'm going to make it up to Canada because Canadians keep emailing me. I will be coming to Toronto. Not sure about Vancouver, but Toronto, 100% for sure, during the same period as New York. And then I'm going to be going back to the cities that I love in Europe. I've got some new ones. I might go to Sarajevo. I might revisit Sofia. I've been there in Bulgaria, but I want to do a little bit more. I've got some new Russian cities on the cards. I've got some secret destinations. The good thing now, after having traveled for many, many years to do this ridiculous thing that I do, both a job and a passion, I know where my little secret hotspots are. And no, you don't have to tell people. Often I don't even tell wings because I know that I just love these places. They work for me. The girls are smoking hot and I go there year in, year out. And for you, you'll have different cities that you love, different places that you love, different cultures, different vibes, different temperatures. And obviously, your definition of a nine or a 10 is different to my preferred definition of a nine or a 10. So again, don't worry about pussy paradise. Stop dreaming of that, but go out and test it. If you want to kick up the arse, I've got one space left on my Saturday Street Hustle training on Saturday, the 16th of January. That's not long. Between Iceland and Colombia. It's 5 hours, 12 o'clock till 5 p.m. It's two students. It's all in field, on the streets, in cafes, in stores, in malls, in stations. It's the London Day Game model and a lot of the Torero toolkit. We have time at the end to talk about texting and date models, but it's really to encourage you and to show you how to take those first steps and to take action. There you go. Enough to get you started for 2016. I hope it's happy. I hope it's healthy. I hope it's horny. Speak to you next time. Ta-da.